Proclamation number 4392 of 1st of August, 1948. Redeemer. Faith. Free will. Compulsion. As long as you do not want to believe, you will not be able to believe. Every person can shape his soul's life according to his will, i.e., no constraint is imposed on his thinking, feeling and willing. It will never have to move in a certain direction, but the person chooses the direction himself. But in order for his chosen direction of thought and will to be the right one, corresponding to my will and my eternal order, help will constantly be granted to him. It will be offered to him, so to speak, so that it will be easy for him to take the right direction if he first surrenders himself to the control of infinity, irrespective of the form in which he acknowledges him, i.e., if he believes in him for the first time. Even without any instruction, he can intellectually ask himself the question of his origin. And this question will also be answered mentally such that he will be guided onto the right track. His thinking will come close to the truth because I myself want the human being to know the truth. And if he mentally entrusts himself as a thinking being, as a work of creation of a master still unknown to him, he expresses the will for truth and it will become his. Wanting to believe also secures the ability to believe, yet the human being should never consider himself capable of intellectually fathoming the truth and thereby exclude me and my assistance or completely reject me and yet stand in truth. If you are able to prove my existence as well as everything I demand of you to believe, the act of free will, which is the meaning and purpose of your earthly life as a human being, would be invalid, for the human being has to submit to an all-dominating being because he feels inferior to him. Then he is, so to speak, driven by fear if he does not openly resist and thereby plunges into the depths again. But I do not want this decision on the part of the human being. Instead, he must strive towards me in utmost freedom. He must want a power above him to which he voluntarily submits himself. Therefore he must certainly be able to believe, but he must not be forced to believe. Thus my existence must not be able to be proven to him. And thus a person's whole soul life is left up to him, i.e., thinking, feeling and willing are not subject to compulsion but to the person's direction of will, which now also makes it understandable that a battle is waged in the spiritual kingdom for the human being's will by both powers between which he is to decide. For the apostasy from me came about through the influence of a counterpower which, however, was originally also the product of my love, fully equipped with everything that characterizes a divine creature. That and why this being turned away from me can likewise only be figuratively explained to you humans. But the apostasy let the being become my adversary, under whose influence countless spiritual entities rebelled against me, thus they fell abysmally. I woo this apostate spiritual being with all love, but the adversary wants to wrest from me what I already partly possess again. And therefore a spiritual battle rages incessantly which will certainly end with my adversary's complete defeat but also with the relapse of many beings into darkness because they have abused their free will again. Thus could not be forced by my adversary either but freely decided for him themselves. Now people who could not believe despite their will would have to be regarded as forced beings, as excusable. But coercion neither comes from me nor from my adversary, which is why it is therefore possible for the willing person to believe but faith must never be able to be proven. But once the human being has gained faith by virtue of his will, he will also gain the knowledge of truth, which can only be gained by way of faith. For I must be acknowledged as the eternal truth in order to be able to distribute it. People who doubt my existence can use their intellect no matter how eagerly. They will draw wrong conclusions and get carried away into completely wrong thinking, for they research and ponder without me and hand themselves over to my adversary's influence, who now uses every opportunity to wage the battle against the light, against the truth. Truth. Freedom of will is the explanation for everything. Freedom of will is also the explanation for the greatest mystery, for the incarnation of God in Jesus Christ. The fact that I descended to people was merely due to the fact that my adversary's power had become too great because humanity was too weak to use its will in the right way and to resist him. Coercion never took place on the part of the adversary, but people, since they lived without love, which is strength in itself, were no longer able to give the will the right direction because they no longer recognized it. The adversary took advantage of people's weakness of will and exerted an ever stronger influence on them. They would have been able to resist if they had lived a life of love, and therefore people had to be given an example of what the human being is capable of if he increases the strength within himself through a life of love and transfers this strength to his will. Faith sinks as soon as the degree of love is low. On the other hand, doubt rises as an attack signal from the adversary, and soon it overgrows faith and suffocates it. A person therefore had to show his fellow human beings what their task in life was and how they could fulfill this task. A person had to use the will in the right direction and draw the strength for it from love. It is a simple solution, and it is also understandable that the products of my love took pity on me as Creator and Father of Eternity, that they, although of their own will, no longer became free from their tormentor who misused his strength, which he drew from me, for shameful activity. It must also be understandable that I sought a way out for the wretched creatures, that a work of mercy met my approval which love wanted to accomplish for the wretched. I love all my creatures and seek to win them all back again. Under compulsion it would be a work of the moment, but I do not use compulsion for the sake of the perfection of that which has taken its origin from me. On the other hand, I was satisfied with one proof of rightly used will which a person's deep love wanted to provide me with for his fellow human beings. I saw the great love of this one person and for the sake of this great love mercy took the place of justice. I redirected the strength of love as willpower to the weak people who entrust themselves to Jesus in their weakness and turn to him for help. Thus I regard the people who commend themselves to Jesus as united with him, as a member of him. I no longer make a separation between these sinful people and Jesus, but I regard them as a whole whom I forgive their sins for the sake of Jesus' great love. I.e., whom I take away their weakness of will, whom I give strength for the right use of their will. I help them to use their will correctly but do not force their will through the supply of strength. The human being still has to redeem himself from the state of apostasy from me. Now he can do so if he appeals to Jesus Christ for help, thus acknowledges him and asks for the supply of strength for the sake of his act of salvation. This is the only way to look at the act of salvation. Only the love of the man Jesus was decisive, which he expressed through his death on the cross. Furthermore, He proved to people that death is something overcome for a human being who is so perfect through love that he was able to enter eternal life, that he therefore did not die in reality but lived in elevated light, which he proved to people through his ascension. Thus I accepted his love, and for the sake of this love I helped the debtors to become free of their guilt through the use of willpower, although the complete redemption is still up to the human being himself, that he freely decides in favor of me and strives towards me. Amen.